The meditation for the next few days is still related to that second sentence, may all beings be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. The previous meditation, we meditated or contemplated the fact that we ourselves wish to be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. Now we'll change the focus to somebody else or to another small group. Any one person or any small group that you know that is suffering due to physical pain or mental anguish or has a lot of or many afflictive emotions, negative emotions and negative thoughts. Now this time truly wish for them to be free from their suffering and all their causes of suffering. And while we're doing this meditation, at your own tempo, recite the line to yourself. May you be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May you be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. And the meditation procedure is the same. Begin with the opening aspiration, then 3 minutes of open awareness, 5 minutes of this contemplation, then 2 minutes of open awareness again, and the dedication. And then the post-meditation practices, or just to be aware of, the first is whoever you meet, whoever you may have dealings with, that you might be contacting or receiving a message from or messaging, really wish that they may be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. And it can also include anybody that you might be in a group with. So wish the same for everybody in the group, or if you're using public transport, that when you get on the public transport, everybody in the carriage or in the bus with you, that they may also be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. The second is think about 4 things in the morning and in the evening for which you are grateful for. And also think of 3 things in which way your life is interdependent or reliant on other people. And the third is just be aware of any negative arising thoughts and emotions. And when they arise, see if you can investigate whether you think that you really are these emotions. Are these negative emotions or negative thoughts really who you are?